Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In today's second date update, we'll try to answer the age-old question. Is it possible to find love at a used car lot? I know, for me, I haven't found love, but I have found that if you're willing to put in the effort and add a little elbow grease to the situation, you can get that deal down by at least $100.
No wonder you love buying new cars all the time.
Gotta be willing to do the work, though.
Oh, yeah. No.
Sort of like Alice, who's on the phone to do a second date update right now. She thinks she might have found love at a used car lot.
For real?
Yep. What's up, Alice? How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So your email said that you met the dude you want to call today while buying a used car.
That is true.
And all I can see in my head is a really bad suit and really greasy hair.
No, he was a good-looking guy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what? I still don't believe you, but okay, continue.
What's his name?
Dent.
Dent? Like you're dense in the head?
No, Dent. D-E-N-T.
Dent. His name is Dent, and he works at a car lot.
Shut up.
No way.
It's funny, I think.
I guess he was born for the job. All right, so tell us a little bit about Dent.
So I was shopping for a new car, just looking for something a little bit bigger. Uh-huh. And we kind of just hit it off. And he asked me out for coffee, and we went out. And I have two kids, which can sometimes be an issue.
Did you bring them along for coffee?
No.
Oh.
They weren't with me at the time. But I didn't know how to bring it up because we just met. I didn't know if dating someone with two kids was going to be his thing. So
I feel like he's a guy named Dent from a used car lot. He should just be lucky he's on a date.
No, he was really cute. He was really funny.
Okay. So Dent has a lot to offer.
Okay.
What did you like about Dent so much?
I just liked talking to him about random things.
Okay, what'd you guys talk about where you're having coffee? What's a highlight from your coffee date?
We both really like long distance running.
Okay. Really? Wow.
So you're both big runners. That's something that you probably didn't realize you would have in common with someone like him.
Right, exactly. And the conversation just went smooth. He even complimented me.
What did he say?
What did he compliment you on? Like, you have great taste in automobiles, let me tell you.
No. When I finally told him that I had kids, he told me that I didn't look like a mom.
That's not a compliment. Hey, that's an insult to moms everywhere, Dent.
It's like a backhanded compliment.
I don't know. It's saying you haven't let yourself go like most moms is what it's saying.
No, I think he was trying to be complimentary. I didn't say it in the right way.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So did you go to coffee right after you were looking at the car?
Yes.
Okay. And so did you go back to the lot after?
No, I told him after coffee that I would need to take some time to think about the car.
Dude, he couldn't even close the car deal on a coffee date.
No, I don't know. I just wasn't sure at that time.
Okay. Have you made a decision on the car? Did you ever figure that out with him?
Yeah, I ended up going back and getting the car, but he wasn't there at the time. So I just bought it from one of his other coworkers. And yeah, left him a note just saying to give me a call.
Ooh. Okay, well, that's probably why he's not calling you back.
Because I didn't buy the car from him?
Yeah, of course. He gets commission off that.
Yeah, but I think he asked me out for coffee because he likes me, not because he's trying to sell me a car.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, even if he did like you, the fact that you wouldn't go through him and he loses his commission, I would never call you again.
Whoa!
I mean, couldn't do it.
I didn't think about it. I didn't think about it like that. I don't know. When you have two kids, your brain gets foggy, and I needed a car.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Alice, it sounds like you're a sweet mom of two that is good looking, and you just got scammed, is what it sounds like to me.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, maybe, yes. Maybe he's not calling me back because I didn't buy a car from him, or maybe he's not calling me back because I have two kids.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I just think that I wish he said something.
Either reason is really crappy.
Right?
I just want to let you know.
So has he gotten back to you at all?
No.
You haven't heard anything from him. And how long has it been?
5 days.
5 days with no call from Dent. I'm sorry about that. All right. Well, play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.